All right, so Coach, team is now 4-0. And as I was just kind of saying a little before, you know, on offense, started a little slow with the fourth down failed conversion on their first drive and a punt early on, but it seems they found their groove as the first half went on.
Yeah, Miller and our sergeant was bringing it. They played really hard. Their defensive line was we weren't doing a very good job blocking. So kudos to Eric and his kids because they played really hard. Our kids got to figure it out. That we got to be there from the first snap.
Garrett Meehl again, you know, overall a really good night on offense again, but there was that one interception on the screen pass where, from our vantage point, it just looked like there was nothing there.
Yeah, we got to throw that one at the toes of the running back.
Right, right. It seemed like it was draped all over, but again, other than that, he had a couple more touchdowns. And Ashton Biesterfeld again showing the mismatch. I've asked you before, but how valuable really is Biester?
It's good. It's good to have him. Yeah. I'm glad he's on our team because he is. He's a matchup nightmare. We can throw him out wide on a corner, and they were taking a kid they were playing at D end and matching him up out there, and we were still winning one on one battles. So, we're ready for next week. We've been looking forward to this game for a long time. Last time Oaks Tornadoes played the Lisbon Broncos, 71-0. So Lisbon took it to us. So we're ready for him. We're gonna give him heck.
I think it was 15 years ago. I think I saw in the Fargo Forum did a little article on Lisbon and coming into tonight, the Broncos, they were undefeated as well. And how do you prepare for a week like homecoming week? Obviously, there's festivities outside of football and whatnot. You know, how do you kind of keep your players honed in and get ready for Friday
night?
We
got to remember that 20 years from now, we probably won't remember what happened on Monday, Tuesday, Wednesday, and Thursday, but we're going to remember what happened on Friday night. So, we've set some lofty goals for ourselves, and to reach those goals, we got to be ready to go on Friday at home, homecoming. You know, big crowd, first time we played Lisbon in 15 years. It's going to be exciting, and both 4-0 football teams, and it's going to be a lot of fun.
So I'll leave you with this. We were debating who we're giving away our player of the game to, and we kind of boiled down to Davey Schmitz had a great game on the ground, had the pick six. Then Gabe Quant, who I think we said week one, you know, he doesn't make a lot of tackles or get into the stats, but tonight he did. And
yep.
I thought he had a great game.
He did.
And then Steele Hansen as well. I thought he, kind of a breakthrough game almost, had a tackle for a loss and a sack.
Yeah, we've been waiting for Steele to do some of that stuff. And you know what? Offensively, things are starting to click for Steele. He hasn't played football in a couple of years. And you know, the kid plays with 100% motor all the time, balls to the walls. And, you know, that's what we need. We need 36 guys that play with that effort. And we're going to be a really good football team if we can get to that point. So those kids all had really good games. I couldn't pick.
Yeah, we kept going back and forth too. So, Coach, thanks for joining us as always.
All right, thank you.
Congrats on the win.
Thank you.